Israeli food truck kicked out of Philadelphia Food Festival, massive backlash ensues. By Joel B. Polak on June 20, 2021. Thousands of people complained after organizers of A Taste from Home, a Philadelphia street food festival held Sunday, excluded an Israeli food truck named Mashava in response to pressure from left-wing anti-Israeli activists. In an Instagram post on Saturday, Mashava shared the message from the festival's organizers, "Eat up the borders," which stated that we decided to remove one of our food vendors for Sunday's event so that we could deliver an optimal experience for all. This decision came from listening to the community we wish to serve and love. Mashava added in the comments, "We have some unfortunate news to share with all of you. We won't be attending the Taste of Home event this Sunday, on Father's Day. We are deeply saddened by this." The organizers of the event heard rumors of a protest happening because of us being there and decided to uninvite us from fear that the protesters would get aggressive and threaten their event. "We were really hoping that the organizers at Eat Up the Borders and at Sunflower Philly would step up to the plate and defend local, small and immigrant-based businesses, no matter where they are from, as per their so-called mission statement, but by the looks of it, fear, violence, and intimidation got the best of them. We really do hope that in the future you don't succumb to such anti-Semitic and dividing rhetoric and keep true to your words of a safe environment for all religions and nationalities, not just all of them except Israeli and Jewish ones. Nonetheless, we will be keeping our promise to give back to our community and will be donating 50% of our proceeds on Father's Day to the family of Pedro Salazar. Hashtag spread love and hate." Pedro Salazar was an employee of the Zahav restaurant in Philadelphia who passed away. Thousands of people reacted negatively to the festival's decision. The Jewish Telegraphic Agency reported, "The bid to calm controversy by Eat Up the Borders, the event's organizer, backfired, after announcing the removal. Thousands of people replied, with varying levels of vitriol, questioning why the group associated a chef living in Philadelphia to the policies of a country nearly 6,000 miles away. Eat Up the Borders took its Instagram account offline early Sunday morning, under an onslaught of at least 4,200 critical comments, many from people directed to the page from various accounts devoted to chronicling and responding to anti-Semitism. At least one prominent account warned the organization to bulk up security at Sunday's event. Mashava posted a follow-up, stating that it had not intended to boycott or cancel anyone by sharing news of its exclusion. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new ebook, The Zionist Conspiracy, and How to Join It. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.